Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Baptist Church. To the days of this recording, produced by the great Reverend James Cleveland, one of my mentors on the piano. Small churches and city auditoriums. God, he said, the Great Commission, go in to the world and preach my gospel.
Come on, dog.
Jesus whispered.
Don't forget, it's very important, Sunday morning from 11 to 12, I'm preaching the word of God. I'm prophesying the word of God. I'm talking about right now your blessing, your miracle, your healing. And every Sunday morning from 11 to 12, you ought to be there in the internet with me. Get a cup of coffee, get some tea, and sit back, tell your husband, tell your wife, and we're going to listen to Bishop Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And I want you to know all is well. This is your bishop. I'm your computer bishop. You can download me. You can get me 24/7. And then you can see me on live screen. I'm screaming. And then after that, you can go to YouTube. We're talking about crossing over the ancestors. We're talking about things losing planes. And we're talking about some of the storms, the floods, the snow. We're talking about all of that on YouTube. Now, I just want you to call a friend, call a neighbor to listen to Bishop. Call somebody to Bishop. And I might have a word for you this morning. This evening, God might give me, sometimes God calls your name. When God calls your name, I tell you what's going on. So he calls your name. When he calls your name, I speak, he give me your address. Sometimes he give me the city that you're in. Sometimes he give me what's going to happen to you. I do divine prophecy, and divine come from God. Now, and as I give messages right now, even in this promo, I'm seeing somebody being healed in their side, and I want to speak to that healing in your side. I want to speak to somebody been having a regular heartbeat. I claim the healing right now. I ain't talking about now. And somebody been having burning in their eye, you're healing right now. Somebody been having burning up in their stomach, feel like their stomach is boiling. I speak healing to that stomach right now. I speak healing to that hearing situation right now. I speak peace in that family where they've been arguing and fussing. I speak peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it. It is done. Don't forget, Sunday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, come and be blessed from 11 to 12. God, if you meet me and I meet you, God got a word for you. And this word is, whatever he got for you, I'm going to tell you. God bless you. I want you to go know and so on.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're gonna take everything that the devil knows.
Yeah.
the devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
from L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
Right.
chasing too. I'll hasten to his throne.
World. but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground, now I'm knowing, and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, you say, for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to be what I am.
I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering.
You understand? His heart had grown alien. Alien to his home. Alien to the traditional situation among his people. Alien to the things that were native to him.
Yes.
The far country of excitement beckoned to him.
Yes.
And he went to his father and petitioned him, Father, give me all of the goods that fall to me.
Yes.
His father did not hesitate.
Yes.
He immediately divided his living.
Yes.
You understand, and gave the young man his share. And not many days, he took his journey into that far country. Listen, if you please. He didn't go off looking for the young man. For the young man was lost. Yes, he was lost. I don't mean only so far as morals or so far as that which is spiritual is concerned. I mean, he was lost from himself. For the record is that when he found himself in the pigpen, he came to himself, which means that he was not at himself when he left home. I wish I had somebody here to share with me. You see, situations in life. Let me put it this way. I think sometimes that adversity helps us to find ourselves. Some of the folk who are sitting here listening to me have gone through experiences and know that there are times in your life
When you thought you knew it all. When you thought that you could impose your way and your will on everybody. When you thought that it was right to be selfish. For you see, the first law of nature may be self first, but the first law of grace is others first. I wish I had somebody here praying with me tonight. Go ahead, listen if you please. And it took a little adversity. It took a little sickness. Or it took a little misfortune. Or it took a little shake-up in your life to help you to find yourself. You see, this young man didn't find himself until he had gone all the way from a palace to a pig pen. Pray with me if you please. Took his journey into a far country. For he was alien. Alien from God. Alien from friends. Alien from his surroundings and from his native home. The wild blue yonder called. And there was nothing at home that could satisfy him. Hence he took his journey into a far country.
Yeah.
I shall not walk. It's a very personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. Be able to say what God means to me. The Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so. Pray with me. If David was author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences. Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne, Israel's first citizen, with a scepter of authority in his hand, with courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past and began to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies? No, sir. It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah.
Yes.
To the throne of Israel.
Well.
Here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath.
Yes.
Outside in the town of Shukah at the Valley of Elah.
Yes.
With the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain.
Yes.
And the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other.
Well.
And this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery.
Yes.
Was walking between the mountains.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
I'll hasten to his throne.